In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. As I was considering this morning's sermon, I began to think about my time when I was a bit younger, when my brother and I would go and work with my father. Now, I think I've told you all before that Dad is a carpenter. More specifically, he's a cabinet maker, and he continues to be a pretty good one at that. As I said, Stevie and I worked with him, and we worked with him quite often. Now, my brother became pretty good at being a carpenter, and I may have told you this before, became pretty good at using a broom. Now, the thing with my dad is that back in those days, he was not the greatest teacher, nor was Dad's patience one of his strong suits. I needed a bit of patience when it came to learning how to be a carpenter, but Dad was not always able to offer that. Now, each time he would try and teach me something, something inevitably would go wrong. He would end up handing me a broom, telling me to go over there, and then my brother and my father would end up finishing the project. In the end, though, I guess God had a plan, and now I am here, thank God, with all of you. The thing is, though, that as Nicholas gets a little bit older, and I'm trying to show him how to do different things, I am realizing that I certainly am my father's son. I am not always as patient as I should be with my son. When he doesn't get something right, I'm not as patient as I should be. When he's having a hard time understanding something, or when he's having a hard time getting something just the way I would like it to be, I'm not always as patient as I should be. I bring this up to you this morning because our Lord is just the opposite of you and me. Our Lord is someone who is extremely patient with all of us. We see this especially with the way he dealt with his beloved disciples. The disciples, as we have seen many times before, did not always understand what our Lord was trying to teach them, but he was always patient with them. The disciples did not always believe this or that he was offering to them, but he was always, always patient with them. Today, this morning, we see our Lord continuing to teach by patiently loving his disciples. And this morning, he is showing that patience and that love to Thomas. This morning, I pray that we consider how we can be just a little bit more like Christ when dealing with others who might be dealing with the same struggles that Thomas was dealing with as well. So our reading this morning is the same gospel reading that we read on the afternoon of Pascha at the Agape Vespers. In this case, though, we read the rest of the story, and it begins with these words. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. We see here that the disciples were again in that upper room and they were huddled together. And they were afraid, and we all can understand why they were afraid, because they had just witnessed the person who was their teacher, their master, the one who they thought was the Messiah had just been killed in front of them. More than that, there were some of the ladies who went to the tomb and they didn't find Christ. They were being told some things that were truly amazing to them. So the disciples did not understand and they did not know what to believe. But at that very moment, our Lord appears to them and he came in through the doors that were closed and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his hands and he shows them his side. Our Lord first gives his disciples strength and then he shows them his hands and he shows them his sides in order to have them realize that he truly was on the cross and that he truly was resurrected. We have to remember that that is the foundation of our faith. So he proves it to them by showing his hands and his side. But then he gives them something else. Then he gives them his peace. And his peace is one of love, one of courage, one of strength, and one that is everlasting. But we realize that someone was missing, right? We realize that Thomas was not there. And when he did arrive, the disciples joyfully told them that the Lord had risen, and he said, I don't believe it, right? His exact words were, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe. Now, a little while after that, our Lord again appears. And how does he deal with Thomas? Well, does he yell at him? No. Does he tell him, since you didn't believe, you're no longer one of my disciples? Absolutely not. He treats him with patience and love. And he says to Thomas, he says, put your finger here and see my hands. And he says, put out your hand and place it in my side. And he says to Thomas, do not be faithless, but believing. Our Lord dealt with Thomas with love, compassion, and understanding. A priest by the name of Father Anthony Hughes once wrote, the church views all human beings, even those hardened in sin, with great love and compassion. Did Jesus judge sinners with wrath and indignation? No, instead, with great tenderness. The Lord reaches out to bring light to their darkness like the woman caught in adultery, Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and the adulteress who washed his feet with her tears. So what does this all mean for you and I? Well, it means that our Lord understands that sometimes it's hard. It's hard to follow. Sometimes it's hard to be here. Sometimes it's hard to believe. But like Thomas, though, we have to keep coming back. We have to keep listening. We have to keep learning. And we have to continue opening our hearts. As I look around this morning, I see many, many familiar faces who are here just about every Sunday. And for that, I am thankful, because each of us is at a different place in our journey of faith. But you are here. During Holy Week, our Emmanuel preached a couple of wonderful sermons. And in one of those sermons, Emmanuel talked about those who have made the choice not to be here, who have made the choice not to come back. Today, though, our Lord continues to answer that question as to how we are to deal with them. And the Lord tells us that we are to deal with them the same way that he dealt with Thomas, with patience, with love, and with understanding. Our job is to offer them the light that all of us just received last week. We are to offer them that same love that our Lord gives to each and every one of you in this church. A love that can transform. A love that can heal. A love that can change lives. Is it always easy? No. Is it challenging? Sometimes. But it is our call. It's our call to tell them the truth that our Lord is risen from the dead and that you find him here in this church. To tell them the truth, but to do so with love, compassion, and understanding. To call them and ask them where they are and how they are doing, not in order to judge them for not being here, but to love them and to show them that Christ-like love and understanding. Our Lord loved, but he always told the truth. Our job is to do the same, and our prayer today is that our Lord will give us the strength to do so. This morning, we are remembering the Apostle Thomas, who initially did not believe, who was dealt with, though, with love, compassion, and understanding by our Lord. My prayer is that we remember that our Lord offers us the same love, and it is our job to look to the other, to reach out to them and offer them the same love and compassion that our Lord always offers each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Christos Anesti. Please rise.